Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is the Small Screen Spoiler Show, where we discuss and spoil your favorite television shows. So if you have not watched what we're discussing, you might want to come back later. This is your final
spoiler warning!
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
Yes, indeed. Spoilers is in fact true. The spoiler warning is in effect. This is the Small Screen Spoiler Show, episode number 23, or season 2, episode 5. Recorded October 26th, 2015. I'm CJ. Careful, it has a laser finger. Wink! Boat.
Indeed.
Speaking of winks, that guy over there that you just heard is, of course, Jared. The city council can suck my tailpipe as a veto.
Hello and good evening.
How are you, sir?
Don't suck on the tailpipe, though. That's you can get carbon monoxide. And it's terrible. Probably kill you.
Among other things.
I don't know what you mean at all.
No, me either. All right, just in case you missed the tweets and all the other stuff that is posted, if you're listening live, if you're listening on podcast, you didn't read a description, the shows we are discussing tonight are, of course, Gotham, Season 2, Episode 5, Scarification, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 3, Episode 4, The Devils You Know, and Amazon gave us an early birthday present, y'all, Man in a High Castle, Episode 2, Sunrise.
It was more like an early Christmas present, since, you know, my birthday was in May, so it's kind of
mine's
already passed.
In August, so late birthday presents.
There you go. That'll work.
Because I want it to feel like it's personalized for us. They only did this because they knew we were starving. We knew.
Like, we need something to fill the space.
We needed something.
A little something something.
Just as a little bit of a tease, next week we are going to be talking another DC show that is having its premiere tonight.
As we speak, actually.
Yep, Supergirl is premiering tonight. We will be reviewing that next week. And then...
It's already premiered, Dingus.
It is premiered tonight.
It is in the process of premiering right now.
The tonight is, was, will be, possibly tonight.
It has premiered. But it's not finished yet. It's in the middle of premiering.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to discuss that next week. And then hopefully the week after, if all of the blocks are lifted, and we might have a special review for you guys the week after.
Ooh, special presents.
Speaking of early Christmas presents, that was going to be a joy. Jazz knows what I'm talking about, but I need to know if we are allowed to talk about it, because I am not sure.
I kind of doubt it, but we'll see.
I don't know. I was held by certain things last show that I was given access to for these, but they said they're trying to do things different.
All right.
Speaking of things that we don't know if we're allowed to talk about, here's Daryl and his review of Gotham Scarification.
Guinevere and Penguin join forces with a dangerous family in Gotham, possibly related to the Court of Owls. Then, as the rivalry between adult bad guy and a 12-year-old proto-bat boy resurfaces... resurfaces? Did he change a dirty diaper once? Anyway, Gordon is dealing with things in Gotham. The end.
Gordon deals with things in Gotham. That's basically the summary of every episode of Gotham, right?
Basically, yes.
I think you cheated on that one, Daryl.
Yeah, I think so. A little bit of a cheat there.
Just okay. A little bit.
At least they didn't call him Nigmer this season, this episode.
Nigmer.
So yeah, Gotham Scarification. I like Nigmer. This episode.
I did fun. Too. It was good. It kind of got back to those first couple of words. Got a nice balance of wacky and serious. Yes. Tones. Like, you know, it's serious, there's an arsonist, stuff's blowing up, people are catching on fire, it's pretty dark and heavy. And then in the middle of the episode, you've got this, like, Walmart-like place that sells C4 and rocket launchers.
Black market Walmarts.
Because Gotham, I was like, this is amazing.
Like Jim Gordon said, after the moron henchman shot a freaking rocket launcher, welcome to Gotham.
Where did you get a rocket launcher?
Display, Black Market Walmart.
Probably at Black Market Walmart. We have one of those? In Gotham.
Just Gotham, that's all you need to know.
And it sells rocket launchers? Just to anybody? Yeah, pretty much.
You have enough money, plus a 10% unclean funds fee.
Yes, unclean funds fee. Nobody gets
my
pants.
Favorite DC villain, Fireball or Firebat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love this guy. He's a girl in this one, but he's a great guy. He's freaking insane. He's fantastic.
Firebat.
Yes.
Interesting.
Fantastic. I think they're calling him Firebug in this one, but he's Firebat in the original. I think it got changed to Firebug later and kind of bounces back and forth.
But so does Firebat also have douchebag half-brothers?
No, in the comics, he's just an insane guy who likes fire.
Okay.
Seems legit. It's fun, though, because it's fantastic. Batman can come across all of these really insane criminals and knows ways around them, but a dude who just shoots fire everywhere, he's constantly stumped by this guy. Because there's no rhyme or reason. Just I'ma set shit on fire, and that's it.
Well, if you got a flamethrower, yeah. Well,
the cool thing is eventually he invents his own jetpacks. So I just want a jetpack in Gotham is basically what I'm getting at here. I just want that. I want that cute little girl to run around with a jetpack, just scorching things all over. That's what I want to see. That's what I'm getting at here. So man, we've talked now every episode of Gotham about how far they're pushing the envelope, and my God,
we're talking about the eyes. Are we talking about the eyes again?
The eyes and the hand, both.
Oh, the hand, right.
Twice. Two hands. Poor Butch.
Oh, Butch. Poor Butch. Ooh, he's so crazy.
Yeah,
so
Penguin
crazy
is... Penguin is...
He's the Penguin, I guess.
Yeah. He's a little bit more insane than you see him in mainstream media, but I like it. Mainly because him playing normal just doesn't work.
No. He needs to be a little bit crazy. And maybe he mellows out as he gets older?
Possibly. Starts doing the toot.
Doing the toot.
Oh, sorry, wrong universe. But yeah, so Daryl kind of spoiled what I've been toying around with the last 2 weeks. The Court of Owls. It had not dropped by name yet, but they are really getting close to that. And it would not surprise me that if this week's episode just does not flat out call out the Court of Owls. Court of Owls is basically Gotham's high society, secret society, who controls things and doesn't control things and kills people and doesn't kill people. and it's all big last name people. So you have your Arkhams, you have your Cobblepots, you have your other people, and you have your Waynes, of course.
Yeah.
And the invented for Gotham Dumas / Galavant. Dumas.
Galavant.
Who I'm really trying not to call Galavant.
Yeah, they.
I like how Daryl's just given up on it. Starts calling him Gwendolyn or Guinevere. I like that.
Galavant.
Just go with that.
It's not that hard, Daryl. Galavant. It's like Galavant without the T.
And punchy singing.
Yeah, no singing. Just dismembering.
Yes. So, yeah. What do you got?
Let's see. Already the eyes. No pants for anyone. Why,
no
why,
pants.
Why were the accountants... Why didn't the accountants have pants? What?
Nobody gets
Is there
gets
a reason
pants.
For that? Nobody gets pants. Why didn't they have pants in the first place?
I don't know. Why are the accountants accounting without pants?
I don't know. Penguin. Question, Penguin. Why do your accountants not have pants? But they do have rocket launchers.
Yes.
Oh, man. So let's talk about Firebug, as you call her.
Yay, Firebug.
And Selina really needs to work on her negotiating skills, for one. She also needs to work on her pep-talking skills. From a, you go get him, Slugger. You do your thing, and I'm just going to leave. And then, no, you don't do that. You're dumb. Stop that. And I'm going to leave. And then I'm going to come back. And we're friends. So don't light me on fire.
Yeah.
I know you like fire now. But be your own person.
Speaking of...
Be true to yourself.
Wow.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Speaking of pushing the limit... Oh, wow.
Killing a dude with fire?
Killing a dude... Killing a cop with fire. Oh, wow. yikes.
Yeah, lit him on fire. And he died. Dark stuff, man. Dark stuff. So, Is Gordon a good detective? Is he?
Yeah.
Because I just gotta wonder. Because why is no one put together this whole Galavant evil plot thing? Because he's not really hiding it all that well.
No, he's really not.
It's pretty obvious that his motives are not genuine.
And I mean, okay, let's put it this way: everybody else running for mayor. Was killed in their own offices.
Very personally. Very bloodily.
Yes.
Very.
He had a very telegraphed drive-by shooting.
Yes.
And then a really scripted response to said drive-by shooting last week.
Yes. Also, being at the right place at the right time to stab... pretend Joker in the neck.
Aww.
Hmm.
Too soon.
Oh.
R.I.P. Jerome. Until you come back.
I miss you, Jerome.
I'll be back.
You were awesome.
Also, where did Barnes come from?
Barnes?
The new captain.
Are we talking about Chiklis?
Ben Grimm. Yeah.
Ben Grimm.
Where did he come from?
I don't know, he's some ex-military dude that just kind of showed up.
Like,
I don't know who hired him.
You're not just
him.
Granted police captain status?
Somebody hired him.
He's had to have had some kind of police record, some experience somewhere.
Yeah.
But yet, in this world, you have some police knowledge, you're going to know what's going on in Gotham.
Yeah.
Because crazy shit happens in Gotham.
They have a black market Walmart.
You come in here, you're like surprised when there are insane people shooting rocket launchers at you.
Yes. And don't stick C4 in your pants. Bad idea.
Yes. That was the greatest sound effect, though, when he exploded. It was so good. It was so great. Like, explosion sound crossed with splat. It was fantastic.
Man, there was a lot of violent deaths in this episode.
There was. Dude with the eye, two hands.
Well, I guess they weren't all deaths, but a lot of, man.
Lots of violence and blood in this one, which for some reason...
Two hands chopped off, an eyeball cut out, someone exploded, someone was lit on fire, someone's leg caught on fire.
Yeah, a child's leg got caught on fire, by the way.
Domestic violence? I mean, it was pretty mild. It was mostly
verbal. No,
Nygma
and Kringle were just on a date.
Ah, fondue with Nygma and Kringle.
That was not awkward at all.
It was amazing.
It was so good.
I loved the whole, you know, Nygma suddenly emanating this cool persona or whatever.
And the look on Gordon's
like,
face
really?
Was fantastic.
Nygma? It's like, yeah, what? Really? Yeah, I don't know.
Whoever doesn't want to get shot, raise your hands.
I just want my pants.
The accountants are asking for pants. Whoever gives me the idea, whoever gives me information gets pants. I see why now. He's paranoid. So,
oh, he doesn't want anybody taking
putting money in their pockets and walking off. That just clicked in my head. I'm like, why in the hell would Penguin not have pants on his accountants? Other than some weird fetish that he may have, which, more power to you. I mean, CEO is all into his sister, so, you know, there's that.
Yeah, at least they didn't do too much of that this episode.
Yeah.
He focused on the violence.
Yes.
Not the creepy sister relationship.
The IGN, what I do, and a little bit of peek behind the curtain for those people who don't know how I do this, I have a horrible short-term memory. So I pull up reviews to give me kind of reminders of what I watched during the show. And sometimes I kind of borrow their opinions, claiming them as my own. This one I don't want to claim because I don't see it this way. They bring up Firebug and say that she is a throwback to what the Scarecrow was last season, and this episode seemed more like one of the better episodes of season one. And I don't know if I can agree with that, because it's still better than, like, every episode of season one.
Season one had a few good episodes. I can't remember any of them at the
Balloon
moment.
Balloon Man!
Oh, the wonderful chaos that is Balloon Man.
I need Balloon Man back.
Give me more Balloon Man.
Yeah, what a spinoff show of Balloon Man, just going from city to city, killing four people per city.
Only four.
With balloons.
Oh, man.
It'll be like Dexter, but hilarious.
I like it. Sounds good. Man, you found yourself in deep waters, Mr. Penguin.
Thank you. That's where penguins thrive.
Yes. See, now that's how you do some comic book dialogue, man.
Yes, that was straight up comic book dialogue, man. That was cheesy, horrible comic book dialogue. It was fantastic.
I loved it. Yes. And then pretty much all Beluk did this episode was get some chili dogs, so...
No chili dogs.
I got the chili dogs.
And savory. And you. Having Beluk discuss chili dogs is really weird. So weird.
It's fine. Wild dog.
I would think after the pig thing, he would stay away from any pork product. I would never eat another pork product ever again.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, this episode was fun. It wasn't bad.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than the last episode. And it was fun. They still were able to do some cool stuff without Jerome, so maybe this season we'll be all right without him.
Oh, by the way, just because I remembered, 8.4 on IMDb.
Oh, look at you. Keeping the new theme alive.
Yeah.
With, new tradition, whatever.
With what else did I say I was going to read from here? Was I don't remember.
I don't either.
Better than last week's episode, but they still shouldn't have gotten rid of Jerome is the number one review for this episode.
Well, duh.
Also, yeah, why the way, like, okay, poor Bruce Wayne is gonna, like, something's gonna happen, and I don't
think
even
in this episode he wasn't in this
episode. No, he wasn't in this episode, but like the fact that he's coming directly for him. Like what Daryl said, he's holding a blood feud against a 12-year-old boy.
He's the only Wayne left, I guess. So, yeah. You gotta have a blood feud, man. You know, you gotta have a blood feud with somebody, I guess.
I just want to see. I want to see him Theo versus Alfred.
Get him, Alfred.
That's what I want to see. Like Theo coming up and being Mr. Badass and Alfred just laying him out.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Oh, yeah. And, the quote, bad guys are changing.
Yes.
Yep. Come on. You're becoming Gotham.
Yeah.
Your villain's got to be off the charts bonkers.
Absolutely. All right. So then. Thanks.
Good episode.
Yeah.
Miss Jerome.
All right. On to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. As soon as I find Daryl's thing. Daryl, take it away.
This truly was the week for setting the groundwork for spin-off shows. If I was still doing the Lantern bit, I would be talking right now about the backdoor pilot, but instead I'm going to reflect on how Arrow set up the return of a canary, and the possibility of Ant Superman still being alive, and the Flash set up Captain Prison Break as an actual human being, while demonstrating that 50% of Firestorm can still ignite a few flames. This is all done, of course, to get the pieces into place ahead of Legends of Tomorrow. But this is actually an introduction for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Devils You Know, where various characters are either going through some subtle changes, or else getting moments of badassdom on screen, so that Hunter and Mockingjay can run off to Marvel's Most Wanted, which I assume is still happening. Bird. I should probably tell you what's happening with Coulson and that ATF agent, and the Fantastic Inhumans, but considering we finally got some superpowers on the show, it all felt a little meh.
And that sums up my opinion of this episode. Meh.
I enjoyed this episode. It felt like it was setting,
I didn't
definitely
dislike
laying some
it.
Groundwork.
I didn't dislike it because I saw through the backdoor pilot for Marvel's Most Wanted, or whatever they're going to call it, with the Mockingbird / Australian dude, Hunter.
Hunter.
British / Australian dude, Hunter. Their,
whatever he is,
their
that
honeymoon,
guy.
Their honeymoon show.
So he's off the team, you think, for getting Andrew killed?
Probably.
Maybe killed. I don't know. They didn't really show him dead. They just showed someone lying in a pool of blood, and then only one of the three thugs that went in ran out. So,
No.
What does it mean?
I would probably say yes, and he's going to get kicked off the team, and Bobby and him, that's what's going to cause Bobby and him to go
Solo. Rogue.
They're not allowed to use Rogue. She's an X-Man.
You can still say going rogue. That would be putting a white stripe in her hair. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. It never works out well for anybody.
No.
Except for Anna. Worked well for Anna.
Nah, I guess. She still got her heart frozen.
Yeah, but she got the hunky guy at the end.
She did.
with the cool reindeer. So yeah, this episode, I don't know. There was just something about it that literally put me to sleep.
Really? And it gave you more Lash. I thought you might be happy about that.
I liked Lash. I liked what they're doing with Lash. I'm confused as to his power, which currently just seems to be neon drilling.
Yeah, he can like make some kind of force field that makes holes in things. And he tends to do that to inhumans' chests. Except
yeah,
for
walls
Daisy.
And humans' chests. And
except for Daisy.
I don't know who like the him being Werelash is. I don't understand what's going on with that.
So that's all new. That's
yeah,
new stuff.
Yeah, Lash is just giant evil guy all the time. I don't know where Werelash is coming from. So I don't, like I said, I don't know why. Just this episode just seemed... I think Coulson seems off the last couple of episodes. Like,
yeah, things are off. It's like he lost his hand and he just doesn't know what to do with himself anymore. But he does have a cool laser finger, maybe.
Wink!
Does it really have a laser finger? You're going to find out. I don't know, the weird like sexual tension flirting thing with him and the probably bad guy woman. I can't decide if she's good or bad. Probably bad. But
yeah, I don't know. See, you already have two bad guys, so I'm gonna guess they're gonna she's red herring it. Kinda like what
Oh, they red herringed her
Adama
really
did
bad
last season.
Oh yeah. They red herringed her seriously bad. It's like, but Lash could be anyone, and then the curtain opens and it's her.
Oh yeah, her like, her is a character. Yeah. Oh yeah, her is a character. Possibly, but Lash was a guy when he transformed.
This is true.
So
no, I don't think
it might
it's
be
her.
The giant just, ATF guy.
It just feels too obvious.
It does. You know? It does seem a little too on the nose for what this show has done over the last couple of seasons.
Then part of it's like, maybe it's Gemma, but of course she was still on the other side of the portal the first time he showed up, so that doesn't really work either. Yeah. Also, it's a guy.
Could be.
Unless that's part of the transformation.
Yeah, right. Could be Fitz.
Maybe. That doesn't
would explain
like
his
that.
Weird anger issues and...
sudden superpowers?
Sudden superpowers. Not saying it is, just saying it could be.
I don't know. We're just throwing theories out here.
It could be. It would be a nice. It would be a nice kind of plot twist kind of thing. Although, I don't know. With the team falling apart like it is, I don't know if we really want to deal with that.
Yeah, an internal bad guy again.
Another internal bad guy. Because Lord knows Ward's worked out so well.
Yeah, he's still around. He's still hydrating it up.
It's like, what did you really expect, Hunter? Was this going to just be, like, seriously, did you think that you were just going to be able to walk in there and shoot Ward in the head? Like,
pretty much. I think that was his plan. It wasn't a very good plan. But I guess he figured May was his backup. Yeah, this is not a good plan, but...
Like, even with May as your backup.
Screw it.
Like,
yeah, I was like, yeah,
doing it live!
We're doing it live. Shoot him in the face. That is the goal. He's not the only one in there. Come on. Man.
No, he's not. Also, he has all of the assets of the old Hydra plus some. You can't expect him not to know who is into his organization. Like, it just, I don't, meh. Again, not bad, but just, meh. I'm okay. Infinitely more interested in the inhuman plot lines.
Yeah, those were interesting. I like how they killed off like two random inhumans right at the beginning there.
Yeah. They reintroduced the inhuman from S.H.I.E.L.D. last season.
Okay.
Duplicate.
It's like, holy crap, and then they killed all three of them. Oh, except the ones... Oh, it's the redhead chick that can multiply into different things.
Yeah, I'm going to call her Duplicate from Invincible.
Okay.
I don't know her name, but she's Duplicate now.
Duplicate.
So, just as a heads up, if I ever say duplicate, it's her.
Oh.
All right. Yep. Notes.
Point, shoot, repeat is necessary. That was the plan. And then B is for blue is for biological sample. Come on. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't know that? Jesus.
Keep up with it,
Bobby.
Bobby. R is for red is for... Oh, okay. Yeah, I see how that could get annoying. Oh, it's nice to have like classic Fitzsimmons moments.
Yes.
Those feel good.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be strife and conflict with those two. They occasionally can just be funny scientists every once in a while.
Every once in a while. How about our inhuman divining rod? Is he anybody special? I guess not, since they put a hole in his chest after like 5 minutes.
Yeah, right. I'm going to say I didn't know him, so there was that.
Interesting power, though. But man, they got rid of Finn fast. Almost as fast as the chick who had that power on that hero show.
Aww.
Almost.
Jean Grey.
Whatever her name was.
I don't know.
Molly?
Cute redhead, that's all I know.
I know. Oh, that show. Anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Or Andrew, maybe. They kind of played that weird, though. Like, they didn't show him dead. And you know what happens when they don't show a body in Marvel.
Yeah, nobody, no kill.
Like, they showed someone in a suit laying in a pool of blood. And then there were, like, three Hydra thugs in that room. And only one ran out and blew up the building. And that was Baron von Strucker Jr. or whatever. Like, where were the other two thug guys? Like, what happened? What didn't we see? They're hiding something from us.
I doubt he's dead. They might play him as dead, but...
Maybe he's Lash.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's actually that's entirely a possibility.
Yeah, maybe
that's
the
reason.
He walked off.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense. That's the reason why he won't approve anybody else to be on the Secret Warriors team.
Hmm. Maybe.
Huh. I like that. And it's not a direct internal conflict. It is close enough to have a protagonist turn, which is a good story arc, without
ripping
the core team
apart. Maybe that's why he disappeared from May, just like walked off and didn't explain anything.
Yeah,
but
his weird turn of face, which even May's like, yeah, you don't do that. I don't understand.
Like, I'll explain, but then I died.
Actually, I think you might have a point there. You might have a point.
All right. We're putting our theories in.
Indeed.
Going to write it down. You have it written proof here. We'll see how it pans out. Maybe it's somebody totally random.
Yeah, it's just some dude.
Just some guy.
So I got an 8.6 on IMDb.
That guy over there.
Yeah.
Phil.
Phil. The other Phil.
Oh, that Phil. Oh, okay, cool. Not Robot Hand Phil.
Yeah. Though, plot twist, Coulson is now Lash. That would be so bad. Don't do that. Do not do that. Seriously.
Why did he kill Daisy? It's not like he didn't know she was an inhuman. She kind of, you know, shot him in the chest with earthquake powers twice. Yeah. So, he knows her, probably.
Yeah.
Zayn.
So, it could be the good doctor, and that's entirely a possibility. I like that. That's a good theory.
I'm sticking to it.
So, 8.6 on IMDb. Sure.
I know. Meh. It's okay.
Not bad, meh.
I liked it.
Not episode 1, 2, and 3 of Daredevil, meh, but meh.
Yeah. So what's a meh for you? Is that like a 5 out of 10 or?
Yeah.
Like right in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This is
I'm probably
like 5.5 or 6.
Yeah,
so high meh? Right.
I'm like at a 6 or 7, probably in there. Maybe 6.5.
I would give it a solid 6.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7 then. Yeah, its issues, but it moved things along and it's like some groundwork. I was okay with that.
Yeah, exactly. You do occasionally need the bridge episodes and the backdoor pilots.
Especially with this The one thing I really don't like about S.H.I.E.L.D. is the 22 episode, or 23 or 24, whatever it is, episode
the lots seasons, of episode seasons.
Because they have to stretch stuff out and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've really become a big fan of like the 8 to 13 episode.
I think 12 is a nice, solid number because...
12 is good.
10 seems too short because like Game of Thrones and... Well, mainly Game of Thrones is 12 episodes or 10 episodes per season, and that just feels so short. 22 is way too long. 8 is a perfect length for the piece of crap known as True Detective Season 2.
8 was good for Agent Carter, I thought.
Yeah, that was good.
They told a very good story in 8 episodes.
Yeah, if they continue to do that, I'm okay with 8 episode arcs with those. But I think 12 is a nice, good... Because, I mean, if you look at it, it's 11 episodes break 11 episodes. So you have two seasons wrapped up into one, but sometimes they want that arc to go over all 22 episodes instead of just wrapping up in the half season.
Exactly.
Wrap it up in the half season and just start fresh in the new one. You're okay with that.
I'm okay with that. But they probably won't do that.
No, they won't do that. This will be the Inhumans will be overarching. You'll finish up the ATCU... This episode or this season, the ATCU and possibly Hydra this season, and Inhumans will stretch all 22, and the second half they'll introduce probably more in depth with the Dark Inhumans led by Lash. Mm. That is my theory of what's going to happen.
Dark Inhumans, I like it.
All right, now
finally kill Ward.
Yeah, kill Ward. Psychic drill right through the chest.
I'm bored with him now.
Now, on to our early Christmas present from Amazon.
Yay!
Surprised the heck out of me. Man in the High Castle, Episode 2, Sunrise. Here's Daryl, who hasn't watched it. So this will be fun. That's the right one? Yes, that's the right one.
The Man in High Castle returns for a second episode, in a show that tells a story of an alternate universe where the bad guys won World War II. As a new show picks up where Game of Thrones left off by dividing its audience between those avoiding spoilers and those who have read the book.
Yep.
Well, spoiler alert for everyone, because after I watched the pilot a few months ago, what was it, like last November?
Yeah, last
like a
November.
A year ago. I read the book because I loved the pilot so much. And the book and this show, they share the same universe. They have characters with the same names.
But they're different characters.
They're pretty significantly different.
Yeah,
especially
this is not
like,
doing what...
Frank and Juliet and Joe.
Yeah.
Or Joe in particular is completely different.
Absolutely different.
He is nothing.
This is not doing what Game of Thrones did, where season one follows the book and the rest kind of peter off. No, this immediately sets itself up in... This is just based on the name of this. It's not just a modernized version of it. They handle things a lot differently in this than they do in the book.
Yeah, and they kind of have to, because, all right, I'm not saying I dislike the book. So hear me out before let me finish.
Say, I'm going to stab you.
The book is like stew. Like it's rich, and it's deep, and it's thick and it's hearty and it's full of vitamins and minerals and it's good for you and it's really good, but it's also kind of boring. Like,
yeah, I can see that.
There's this thick, deep richness and there's all these characters that it explores and it does this intense, in-depth thing of building up this world, but there's not a whole lot of action in the book. Like, it's mostly just kind of, it's really exploring that what if and how do people live in this world and how do these individual characters interact with each other and how do their paths cross? And there is a little bit of action in the book, but for the most part, it's very heady. Like, it's mostly you're just kind of
you
thinking.
Just described every Philip K. Dick book ever.
Yeah, pretty much. So what they're doing with the show, that won't really work as a show. They got to have action. They got to have stuff that's moving things along. They got to keep the audience engaged and stuff. And, you know, some people, if they did a straight interpretation of the book, they would love it. I would still watch it too because I did enjoy the book. It was slow. It just is what it is, and it's fine.
Yeah,
that's how it was meant. It's an incredible book. I recommend you read it. Just don't expect a lot of page turning action because it's not what that book is about.
No, not at all. So yeah, I agree with you on that one. That's actually pretty, I mean, I read the book way, way, way before I saw the show. So it's a different beast entirely for me, but not in a bad way. But yeah, you just described every Philip K. Dick book ever.
It is fine. Like I said, I'm not saying I dislike the book. It's just a little boring. That's all.
Hey, it's exactly what I just said about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
I still recommend it. You should read it.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially if you enjoy the show, because it'll give you a lot of kind of insights into how this world is built that they're probably going to explore here.
And you do get a lot more in depth in the book, obviously, because you can.
I am a little sad that they don't have the antique dealer at all in the show. Maybe they'll bring him in later.
They'll probably bring him in later.
The way they're doing Frank's storyline, because, you know, Frank was creating new authentic Americana items or whatever in the book. And then this one, he did make Juliana that necklace or whatever, but that's like the only reference to the jewelry thing they've made. And I can't remember the antique guy's name, but that whole story was very interesting.
It was
like all the Japanese are obsessed with old Americana antiques.
Yeah, I mean, given how we've only gotten two episodes into it so far, and they have to build this world.
Yeah.
Because, again, I mean, also, you're dealing with a visual medium where you have to show people instead of describing to them what they're looking at. That takes up time. Showing that map eats up time.
Yeah.
Either and talking about it or not. And if that's the only thing I could say about this show is currently the pacing.
I don't have anything bad to say about the show. The pacing feels fine to me.
It feels
like it's
off
kind of it is very herky jerky.
Yes.
It's like then screech to a halt, and we're going to take this moment to explore a few things and talk about the Bible for some reason, and then because of that thing, and, oh golly, here we go again, and
yeah,
then
car exploding, and then there's everybody like yeah.
And now we're going to have a Nazi breakfast and with the family. And
yeah, that's what I mean by weird. It's just, or off. It just, it's trying to discover itself. And I get that, and I'm good with that. all in all, oh my God, this episode, though.
What's the play about here? They had the tension down, especially with all the Frank stuff and the stuff with his sister and niece and nephew. And
yes,
it's like, are they going to go there? Are they really going to go there? They're going to go. They went there. Oh, man.
Yeah, because you have to remember that this is a world that Germany and Japan won. So
yeah.
Jews, not so nice, not so good things.
No, no. That was harsh and dark.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of children getting killed.
Yeah.
But I better get used to it if I'm going to watch the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a brutal way to establish the point. Is, oh, yeah, they're dead. They were already gassed.
Yeah, and the way that he says it just very nonchalantly.
Yeah.
Sorry, we weren't there. We didn't find out in time. What? We'll be in touch. You're free to go. I'm free to go? Like, well, you know where to find me. Yes. Yes, we do. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Even toned threat. Yes. Yes, we know where to find you.
Yes.
And we will. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. No, don't doubt. Don't doubt it. Joe.
I'm enjoying him.
Yes.
Much more in the show than I am in the book.
Yes.
I guess because they're giving him an arc to develop.
Yeah, they did.
Because in the book, his character was already in place, and it doesn't change. You know, yeah. He's a bad guy. He's an assassin. He's undercover, looking for the man in the high castle to assassinate him in the book. Yeah.
And I think that might be his, what he's currently doing, but I have a feeling that that's not going to go all the way through.
No,
mainly because
he watched the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess in the book, he was reading the book constantly.
Yeah, so. But that was more of an... I mean, again, that Joe was already brainwashed. This one never got that.
Yeah, he's not quite there, it doesn't seem like. He's changing things.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing, because, like you said, there is an arc there. Obviously, Frank's arc is going places.
he's going places.
But this is an American television show made by Americans, made for Americans. I don't think Joe is going to be a flat-out bad guy.
As can be seen in this episode,
where he saves Juliana. He could have just let her die.
Yeah, yeah. He knew that. I mean, that guy was a double agent just like he was.
Yep.
Or an undercover, whatever. He could have just let him take care of the problem and gone back home.
Yep. Done.
He didn't. Because he watched the film.
He saved the pretty lady.
He did. And Tagomi seems to be going on the same arc as the book.
Yeah.
He seems to have the exact same character, so they don't seem to be changing him much. And I'm glad that they referenced the reeds in this one, where they throw down the sticks and stuff.
Yes.
That was a really, really big deal in the book.
Yeah, they make deep references to the book, and not blatantly obvious ones.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate. I mean, you're not just throwing it in people's faces that, hey, this is also a book. You're using the world that you're establishing, which is a world of thought and a world of what if, and kind of sort of referencing something that is already created in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
This show, I am so ready for this show to be on.
Yeah. We still got like almost a month to wait for the rest of it.
Oh, dude. Killing me.
They had to tease us. It's like, yeah. I'm getting ready to go home on Friday. I get an email in my inbox. Like, hey, we dropped episode 2 of Man in the High Castle. You want to watch it? You want to watch it? Like, yes, I do. CJ!
We have to watch this. I didn't know if I was going to have time to do it this weekend, but I...
You watched it first.
Yes.
Like, oh, well, then I guess I'll definitely watch it.
By the way, I love the Nazi dragnet. That was good.
I didn't even notice that. Like, yes. I noticed it was dragnet. I didn't notice it was Nazi dragnet.
It's Nazi dragnet. It's fantastic.
So, at the Nazi breakfast table, he's talking to his kid about, the other kid in his class.
Yep.
Named Randall, who's causing all these problems. And then the guy in the cell next to Frank, his name is Randall. Is that the same person?
I doubt it.
Same Randall? No, just two Randalls?
Okay. Yeah, coincidence. Two Randalls.
That's all I got.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah, this is just such an amazing. I love alternative history things like this. I'm not huge on like dystopian futures, but you give me like steampunk Victorian stuff, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, yeah. I love any kind of apocalyptic
universes. Like futures don't really interest me, but this alternative past stuff, this what if, what the stuff that makes you think, that's what I love. Yes.
I love what ifs.
Yeah.
Give me all the what ifs you want.
Oh yeah. There's a great Superman what if called Red Sun. It's what if Superman landed in Russia instead of the United States.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. And it's I haven't really, read it, but I've heard of it.
Really good. It's actually kind of akin to this, but instead of Germany being the superpower, it's Russia.
Because they have Superman.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And you can't, even when Batman shows up, he's still not, because you're not teaching Superman the family values of little Kansas, you're teaching him the military might of the Kremlin. So...
No small town values here.
Nope. Just smash them in the face if they don't appreciate what I'm telling them.
Just smother Russia.
Yes. So, I mean, it's a fantastic read. It's very, it's in the vein of this if you're not into heady books, but if you like a really good alternative history story that it kind of goes along with what we're talking about here, Small Screen Spoiler Show, go read Red Sun. It's really good.
Well, then, I guess I need to read Red Sun.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's one of my, it is one of my favorite Superman solo stories. That's not really saying much. I'm not a huge Superman solo fan, so
yeah,
it's now if I was saying something like Hal Jordan or anything along those lines, Kyle Rayner stories, that's a different story, but Superman, it's a really, really good story. Probably one of my my favorite. So no segments this week. So we're going to go to the challenge shows or the shows where Jazz does his challenge show. And I just pick a show that Jazz hasn't watched and talk about it.
Well, my challenge shows this week, I watched nothing. Sorry.
Fail.
I know. Monday night, we recorded the show. Tuesday night, we watched Jurassic World. Wednesday night, I watched Batman and Robin. Thursday night, we recorded another show. Friday night, I went to bed early, watched other things. Saturday, I caught up on all the S4 stuff. And Sunday, we watched the Cinderella live-action movies.
How was Jurassic World?
It was great. I bought it because I saw it in theaters. Katie loves Jurassic Park, and she loved Jurassic World. So
good. I haven't seen
it yet. The Amazon Prime thing, it's good. It's very good. If you like Jurassic Park,
I did.
You'll like Jurassic World. So it's not as good as Jurassic Park. I'm not gonna make that claim, but it's a lot of fun, and it's just a good movie. And Chris Pratt just makes everything better.
Yes. So I was kind of torn.
Speaking of Chris Pratt, you just changed that.
No,
never
I changed it because of us talking about.
I ruined my segue.
Us talking about Amazon shows. I wanted to bring up. I brought this up last season that I had watched an episode of it. Transparent.
I thought you watched the whole thing.
No, I only watched one episode when I talked about it. I have since watched the entire thing of it twice. it is a Amazon exclusive, Prime exclusive. You can watch the first two episodes for free, I think. But it is the struggles of a 60-something father of three transitioning to a woman because he's tired of living a lie. And dealing with all of the things that society throws at him, and as well as his three horrible children throw at him. Jeffrey Tambor has won Emmys for this show, and for really good reasons. And Golden Globes. It is such an amazing show, and it lends such a gentle and brutal light at the same time on something that is completely new to our society, something that is evolving, something that is currently going on. And it is such a great show. It is definitely, obviously, it's not an action-packed show. It's a thinking show. It's a slice of life show. There's lots of humor in it, though. Jeffrey Tambor's a hilarious guy, and they let him shine.
Yes.
And as the story progresses, the children, two of the three children, become less and less horrible. One of them is just a shit. There's no redeeming that character.
All right.
But it deals with the fact that this guy was married for 30 years. And dealing with all of the repercussions of his ex-wife and her new boyfriend and him finding a significant other. And it is just a genuinely good, good show. It is very sweary and very sex laden. So
not for the kids.
Not for the kids. Like it is like 30 seconds into the first episode, there is full frontal.
Right on. Setting the tone.
But it's not like an HBO show where that's the main focus. That is such a minor thing. It's almost jarring when boobs pop on the screen. So for those who are sensitive to not wanting to see naked people walk around, you can still watch this. It's not going to be a major thing. If you watched Orange is the New Black, and I know you haven't, but if you, listening audience, has, it is along that line of nudity, where Sometimes it's harsh, but it's there because it happens. And I genuinely, like, if you're there watching Man in the High Castle, give transgender a try. It'll open your eyes and give you a look on life that you may not have had before. Or transparent, sorry.
Right on.
So, I was going to discuss something else that I'll talk about next week.
Next time on the Small Screen Spoiler Show.
That'll give me a chance to catch up what's actually on the air for that right now anyway. Two episodes behind, which will be done quickly because AJ can't stop watching that show and I love him for it.
I have no problem with this.
No, not at all. All right, folks, if you want to get in touch with the show, send a segment in, or just tell us how wrong we were about certain things like Daryl did about Batman and Robin on our other show, Geek.io Show, Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern. get in touch with us, geekioshow@gmail.com, puts S4 spoiler show, something along the lines of that in the subject line. Twitter is Geek.io Show. Give us a call, 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Our website, which has everything you could possibly want, geek-io.net/spoiler show. And Spoiler Show and the Small Screen Spoiler Show and the entire Geek.io network is brought to you mainly by your support over at Patreon, patreon.com/geek.io. Before we get into the titles, I do want to give everybody a heads up. November 7th is Extra Life Gaming Marathon. A bunch of us at the network are going to be getting together for 24-ish hours to do some gaming.
Someone will be playing something for 24 hours at some point.
Yes, there will be the fact that we have a multinational crew on our team.
Yeah,
really,
we got an Australian and a Brit.
So yeah, we have the entire thing covered.
We should have all the time zone covered. We'll do it in shifts, so we get all 24 hours taken care of.
So yeah, November 7th, mark it down, is for a great cause. 100% of it goes to charity. None of it goes to us, nor Extra Life.
Nope.
Children's Miracle Network.
Yep, and we'll each be playing for a specific children's hospital.
Yeah, mine's more important because mine saved my son's life.
Yeah, well, mine saved my nephew's life, but that's not here nor there. They're all good.
Yes, it is. It's an amazing cause.
I don't really care who you give money to.
Yeah,
there's no internal competition or anything. Just give, just help out where you can because it's a really great cause.
It is. It's a lot of fun to do. I mean, we get to hang out with each other for longer than we really want to and play games for longer than we really want to.
I don't know. It's like the one time a year I play games. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
It's my one day
Jazz
a year
going to finish Final Fantasy VII this year.
My save file got deleted.
Oh, it's okay. No!
So, when I restarted last year, I changed it to cloud save, so that won't happen again.
There you go. Cloud save.
Back to...
Ha-ha.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry. Team dad joke. Woo! All right, show titles.
Man, we got some show titles. Black Market Walmart. Cute Little Girl in a Jetpack. Jetpack? That's kind of like a jetpack. No Singing, Just Dismembering. Balloon Man, The Show. Giant Evil Guy All the Time, Werelash, Duplicate, Nazi Dragnet, and Two Randalls.
All right, folks. On that note, we will see you next week on the Small Screen Spoiler Show, or if you are so inclined, Thursday for the Geek.io Show, where we're going to be doing another Manipool.
Another one?
Another one.
Another one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
FMA Geek.io Production. Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek in, geek out.
Thank you. What's that?